This week's Cotton Newsline is four cuts. All cuts are Robbie Minnick, Senior Government Relations Representative from the National Cotton Council. Cut one, coming in 3, 2, 1.
The letter strongly encourages RMA to consider a thorough review of comments on proposals contained in the second draft from the crop insurance industry and other interested parties to ensure that the federal crop insurance program remains a viable risk management tool for producers.
Cut two, coming in 3, 2, 1.
By comparison, the 2005 SRA was estimated to save $410 million over 10 years, and the 2008 Farm Bill included savings of $5.6 billion over 10 years. So there's already been, between 2005 and 2008, roughly $6 billion already taken out of the program, and then this would propose another $7 billion in cuts.
Cut 3, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Despite a modest reduction in the size of the proposed cuts between the first and second draft, the senators expressed their concerns with RMA's proposals that may undermine the crop insurance program, reduce the quality of service and availability of the program, and harm rural America through job loss. The senators also noted concern with RMA's approach of proposing significant cuts to the program prior to the completion of a study of program delivery costs.
Cut 4, coming in 3, 2, 1.
On the costs associated with selling and servicing crop insurance policies, I think RMA is committed to initiate such a study. Given the significant changes proposed to determine the administrative and operating expense reimbursements, or that's the reimbursements that are given back to the company to help offset the cost of selling and servicing the policies, and then the underwriting gains and losses, the senators were perplexed as to why or how RMA justified making dramatic changes to the A&O and to the underwriting gains and losses when the empirical data on actual delivery costs hasn't been studied.